16 minutes to 7 now. The Roman Catholic Church in England and Wales has turned down a request by church members for the result of an unprecedented survey on sexual ethics commissioned by Pope Francis to be made public. The survey was sent last November to Catholic bishops around the world with instructions to consult as widely as possible, and it tackled sensitive subjects such as contraception, cohabitation, homosexuality. The survey was welcomed by rank-and-file Catholics, and now a group working for reform in the church says refusing to publish the results will suggest that the church is not sincere about sharing responsibility with lay people. Our religious affairs correspondent Robert Pickett has been to Liverpool to meet Catholics who have struggled with what they say are outdated rules.
Even among the most devout Roman Catholics packing St Mary's Church in Walton, there are many who admit they break the church's rules.
As Catholics, you know, we're not meant to use any form of contraception, you know, and that's very unrealistic in lots of cases.
I realised that actually I was a gay man and I felt uncomfortable.
Actually, a lot of my friends aren't married and we're all Catholics.
If you go to church, it's not complete if you don't have communion. This is at the back, mind those steps.
Ev and Mike Snellham are marriage counsellors and faithful Roman Catholics. For them, rejecting the church's stern teaching on contraception has been troubling. Ev hopes the survey will persuade the Pope to change the rules.
I think, and I hope he hears from people, that we don't want to live in a contradictory way. That we want to be good Catholics, but we don't want to feel that we're disobeying the church.
Could you pass the margarine, please?
Kieran Bohan, who lives with his civil partner Warren, dedicated his life to Catholicism. Before, what he saw as the church's hostility to homosexuality led him to leave in despair.
It's not a decision I've taken lightly either. I mean, as I've said, I was very committed to my involvement in the church in my 20s and 30s. You know, I got halfway through the process of training to be a priest, which takes 6 years in total. So I spent 3 years doing so. And to leave that, it was a bit like being divorced and made homeless all at the same time.
Come on then, should we open those carrots, Oscar?
Helen Murphy, who lives in the parish of St Mary's, has three children with her partner, but is not married to him. She says the church will be the loser if it continues to insist that unmarried couples are living in sin.
The church are going to have to change their attitudes because people aren't going to go to Mass. They're not going to continue being involved in the Catholic Church if they feel that they are alienated or they're overlooked. You can have a faith in God. You just don't have to follow all the rules that are put down, mainly by men.
Take this, all of you, and eat of it.
But in St Mary's on Sunday morning, Christabel Hardman can't bring herself to break the rules. She was divorced and is now remarried, so Roman Catholic teaching regards her as being in an adulterous relationship and technically not eligible for the church's most sacred ritual, Holy Communion.
The body of Christ.
I will go up and get a blessing, but I won't, you know, take communion because it's contrary to what you believe, isn't it?
Even St Mary's priest, Father Tim Buckley, believes the church has got stuck with a sexual morality based on a theology with a limited understanding of sex. Father Buckley says many in his congregation, after completing what was a difficult questionnaire, now want to see the results.
That they would prefer perhaps to come without overmuch discussion at this juncture and just let the bishops have a calm look at everything that's come in. The debate's on, and you can't stop people debating it, so I suppose personally I'd rather see the results.
That's Robert Pigott reporting there. We'll pick up the discussion of whether that survey should or why the survey isn't being published on sexual ethics attitudes in the Catholic Church in about an hour's time.